The Defense Department is climbing a mountain few in the government have summited, Mount Reciprocity. All right. A new memo from the DOD Chief Information Officer, Terry Halverson, however, is trying to change the culture and mandate trust and speed over doubt and protracted reviews. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about the memo and what it means for DOD, and he joins me now to discuss. Jason, what does the memo from Halverson, and he's a tough-minded guy at DOD, CIO, what is this all, what's he calling for?
Well, basically, what he's saying to the rest of the military departments, services, the agencies, is if one part of the DOD does it, it's good enough for all of DOD. Stop wasting time, stop wasting resources, and redoing the work that's already been done. So let me give you a quick example. If the Army, for instance, has a cloud computing system that they've already says it meets the DOD level 4, there's no reason for the Navy to retest for level 4. Now, if the Navy has level 4 plus ABC, they can retest for ABC or test for ABC, but as far as the standards go, if you meet a specific standard, you should review the documentation, you should see the work they did, but you shouldn't do a full retest. And that's the simple reciprocity issue that's been going on for years, for decades across the government. Yeah, you did it, Tom, but I don't really trust you, so I'll redo it.
It's really a matter of risk avoidance, I think, the ultimate level of risk avoidance. Seems to what drives agencies to do this.
I think that's what drives agencies not to trust each other is, well, yeah, but what if you miss something and then I get in trouble? If I get called to the Hill from by Congress because my system got hacked, but your system didn't get hacked, well, I can't point to you and say I trusted you. And what Mr. Halverson basically is saying is, no, actually, you can trust them. And if you want to retest something for a reason, you better justify it to me and get my approval, because we don't have the time, we don't have the resources, we don't have the people to continue to do this over and over again. And especially when it comes to cybersecurity, and this is really focused on cybersecurity, Tom, the fact is cyber moves so quickly that you can't waste the 6 to 9 months to retest this, to look at it, to ensure it meets your needs. You have to have that trust. Trust but verify. I know you like that phrase, but we have to. And I think that's what Terry Halverson is saying.
And to whom was his memo directed, and what kind of effect will it likely have?
Yeah, it's directed to all of DOD. You know, when you look at the memo, we do have it linked up on
service chiefs.
We have it on federalnewsradio.com, and you can see all the CCs, if you will, that it was sent to. And the big impact, I think, you know, Janice Haith, the Navy Department's deputy CIO, she spoke at a recent FCO Washington, D.C. chapter breakfast where this memo initially came up. And one of the things she said was, we can move faster, we can get through the process quicker. What used to take months to authorize in a credit systems can now take weeks. And for DOD, that's a huge issue, especially when you're talking about getting services, getting information to the warfighter.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And in some sense, this idea of reciprocity reminds me of shared services. It almost is a shared service in some sense. Why is it so difficult at DOD and also, for that matter, civilian agencies?
Right. This is not just a DOD issue. I mean, this really affects every single agency. We're seeing some change with reciprocity. The culture is changing. The FedRAMP program, the cloud security program, is one example, Tom, of where reciprocity is starting to take hold. But generally speaking, agencies just don't have that trust in each other. They don't trust the fact that one agency went through the proper steps, even though there's documentation to prove it. There's also the issue of what's my head on the line, not your head on the line. If something bad happens, how do I answer to my deputy secretary or secretary or the Hill? And I think all those things are of concern. And I don't think that there's been enough, if you will, shielding, enough protection from the Office of Management Budget, from agency CIOs, from agency deputy secretaries and secretaries to say, do your trust but verification, but let's get it done quickly, and I will protect you if something bad happens.
And shifting gears here, you're also writing about one agency's reorganization you say every other department ought to know about. What's going on there?
This is fascinating. This is the General Services Administration's Federal Acquisition Service, and they have what they call 4 orders that they're implementing to really change the way they approach serving both industry and serving their agency customers. And you're right, Tom, reorg, most people go, okay, it's a reorg, it happens all the time. It affects a small group of people in one office or many offices, but it really doesn't affect the entire government. And I think that's why this is so interesting, because the Federal Acquisition Service serves so many, every agency, I think $35 billion in in sales and revenue, whatever they call it in the government speak nowadays, through the schedules program, assisted acquisition services, and through the obviously the government-wide acquisition contracts that they hold, so like Alliant Networks as two examples of multiple award and GWAC contracts. Now, what GSA is doing is there's four orders. We have them kind of outlined on federalnewsradio.com. I'm going to highlight, I think, the two that I think matter the most. One of those is around category management and this idea of realigning to meet the needs or the way the Office of Federal Procurement Policy has laid out how they want to implement category management. The other area is their Office of Integrated Technology Services, their ITS organization within the Federal Acquisition Service. This is the organization run by Mary Davey, someone who's been on your show many times, someone who's a well-known person in the federal community. And her office is being changed from, again, ITS, Integrated Technology Services, to the Office of Information Technology category. They're going to hire a new Deputy Assistant Commissioner for Acquisition to oversee both the Multiple Award Schedules Program and non-Multiple Award Schedule acquisition operations. And they've also named Bill Zielinski, who's been at GSA for a while, as the new Deputy Assistant Commissioner for Category Management. And he'll oversee all the category operations, the lines of business in the IT world, services, products, security, and telecom. These are major changes to both the agency customers and industry.
And Bill has a lot of experience outside of GSA and really knows how all this stuff plays in the real world of big agencies.
Right. He was the Social Security Administration CIO for a while. He worked at OMB, working on category management as well from an IT perspective. So he's bringing a lot of that, if you will, real world effort. And I think that's why having him in there makes a lot of sense. Tom, the other issue around this is GSA went through an FAS reorg, I think 2008, 2009 timeframe. Here we are 8 years later, they're doing it again. And they're specifically around category management. Now, there's some growing concerns around category management.
Yes, there are.
The OFPP is trying to create a circular, which, by the way, those comments are due November 7th. So that people have to get in front of them and get their comments in. If they haven't already, it's too late.
Yep.
But I think that's why the concern is GSA reworking around a concept and how will it look in the next administration, no matter who wins.
Yeah, that's right. I guess the real question is, will the category management carry forward? And I guess we have no way of telling at this point.
I think generally speaking, it will, but how will it carry forward? And is GSA reorganizing and then have to reorganize again because the new president will change how they look at category management? I don't know the answer to that, but it is one of the questions that did come up during my reporting.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tom.
You can read his notebook online now at federalnewsradio.com.